Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that high school athletes are having ulnar collateral reconstruction at an exponential rate annually. When Tommy John surgery was first introduced back in 1986, it was a breakthrough which allowed throwing athletes to return to play at the elite level. Since then, both professional and amateur baseball pitchers have successfully returned to play at high levels of baseball. Surprisingly, even high school pitchers are currently undergoing ulnar collateral ligament or UCL reconstruction on a regular basis. However, the rate at which this is occurring is unknown. Therefore, Erickson and colleagues conducted a retrospective database of a private payer's database for an analysis to identify UCL reconstruction procedures performed between 2007 and 2011 and to determine the rate of increase. The authors further divided patients by age, geographic location, and time of year. The authors found that 790 patients underwent UCL reconstruction between 2007 and 2011. The majority of patients were 15 to 19 years of age, followed by those between 20 and 24 years of age. The region of the United States that had the most UCL reconstruction procedures was the South. Most of the UCL reconstruction procedures were performed in the second quarter of a year, meaning between April and June. The increased incidence of UCL reconstruction among teenagers creates deliberation of reasons. Similar to the increased awareness of concussions within the last 10 to 15 years, the general athletic population has increased perception of the ulnar collateral ligament due to the increased incidence of UCL reconstruction in Major League Baseball and collegiate baseball pitchers. Alongside a public perception, the authors reviewed an article where a survey was issued to high school and college baseball players, parents, and coaches regarding their perceptions of UCL reconstruction as it related to risk, recovery time, operative technique, and benefits. One of the interesting outcomes of the questionnaire was that a significant amount of the responses displayed the perception that UCL reconstruction should be performed prophylactically. High school athletes, parents, and coaches believe that UCL reconstruction will actually improve performance. Interestingly, a recent study found that only 82% of patients returned to pre-injury levels of performance, and there was no change in velocity. Clinicians should educate athletes and parents about the outcomes following UCL reconstruction. The authors noted various limitations associated with assessing private payer databases. These limitations include possible bias among patient populations and errors related to coding or erroneous entry of CPT codes. Interestingly, the article did not identify if patients underwent revision UCL reconstruction procedures. In the past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that real-time feedback with Microsoft Kinect-based software helps to improve landing techniques in a female gymnast. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media post included a news article about a new paper where the authors found most concussions occurred during practice and not during games. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.